In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Dear saints, as we sing, O Holy Spirit, enter in, and in our hearts, your work begin. As we consider the words and warnings of Jesus, the Jesus who cast out demons by the finger of God, who proclaims the kingdom of God has come upon you, who also warns of unclean spirits, who once they've gone out of a person, returned to the house from which it came, found it swept, and put in order, and bring seven other spirits more evil than itself to dwell there. I want you to examine your sin, your sinful heart, and to finish this sentence. I am so filled with... What are you filled with these days? Today? Anxiety? Anger? Fear? And Jesus cast out a demon who was mute from a man who was mute, and the man now speaks. Some believe Jesus gets his authority because Jesus is filled with demons himself. Some say he casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons. Others seeking to test him kept seeking a sign from heaven. And the bulk of our text is Jesus preaching a sermon to this group of people, a group of people that are obviously filled with, you name it, rage, fear, jealousy, cowardice. Jesus casts out what the text says, a demon who was mute, and he does it by the finger of God, and the man that this demon filled was mute. And then once the demon is out, the man speaks. What you are filled with manifests itself. What fills your heart shows itself in thoughts and words and demons. Mute demon filling, a mute man. Fear-filled heart, fear-filled deeds. Anger-filled heart, anger-filled words. Pride-filled heart, pride-filled thoughts. And speaking of that pride, I pray that no one is here thinking they're not filled with any of that ugly stuff that's been mentioned thus far. Let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. Pride in yourself is one of the worst things you can be filled with. Jesus preaches that the kingdom of God has come upon you, which helps us remember that somebody or something is always ruling us. Kings have a reign, you know, and so do strong men and stronger men that Jesus also speaks about. Jesus preaches that there are only two options. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me then scatters. Jesus speaks about there never being such a thing as a person not filled. The demon cast out comes back, finds the first home that he was in, swept and put in order. But here's the point, it's empty. And so it brings along seven other spirits more evil than itself to enter there and to dwell there. And the last state of the person is worse than the first. Dear saints, an amazing thing happened to you when you were baptized. The Holy Spirit entered in. His work began. He filled you. You were made a temple of the Holy Spirit. Some of the ancient liturgies have in the baptismal rite, the pastor saying, "Depart, O unclean spirit, make room for the Holy Spirit." The Spirit filled you with faith and hope and love. He moved in. And there isn't any room for unclean spirit once he moves in. Out they have to go. Selfishness gets kicked out. Pride gets kicked out. Rebellion against God and his word and his ways, they get kicked out. Make room for the Holy Spirit. No room for fear when the Spirit is keeping us mindful of God's fatherly mercies. No room for pride or despair when the Spirit is keeping us thankful for God's goodness. No room for lust or anger or greed when the Spirit rules our hearts, so we desire to serve God in holiness and pureness and living. The Spirit moved in. The finger of God cast out the unclean spirits. The kingdom of God came near. And that is an amazing beginning to the Christian faith. But it is not the end of the story. God must continue to be working in you. The baptism to which he baptized you with is an ongoing promise. The Holy Spirit continues to want to enter in. And in your hearts his work began, because there are seven other evil spirits, more evil than the first one, that's always trying to move back in. So, dear saints, be filled today. You are surrounded with so many wonderful things from God and his word and his supper to be filled with today. You come to a table to be filled with Jesus' body and his blood, a spirit-filled body, a spirit-filled blood. You sing, you hear, you pray. Be filled, lest the last state be worse than the first. And that warning is not meant to cause us ultimate fear. We fear and love and trust in God above all things. But that warning is meant to be taken seriously, lest we think that we could possibly touch unclean and evil things like pornography and drugs, or gossip and bitterness, or always looking to the things of this present life and our stuff, and not be affected by that. Our ultimate fear, though, is not in demons, but in Jesus, who appeared to destroy the works of the devil. So, what are you filled with? One of the great joys of being a Christian is that you see many Christians often filled with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, things like these. It manifests itself. It's a joy to see that. It's a wonderful gift of God to see that. But here's the thing, those are fruits of the Spirit. You didn't produce that yourself. If you see it in other Christians, they didn't produce it in themselves. If you see it in yourself, you didn't make that yourself. It was because you were filled with the Holy Spirit. And that which filled you manifested itself in thoughts and words and deeds, like love and joy and peace and patience and kindness. So be filled again. And you are filled again. Depart, O unclean spirit. Make room for the Holy Spirit. You didn't produce that yourself. After Jesus teaches the Lord's Prayer, he teaches a wonderful story about a man who had a friend come to him and said, "Hey, can I have some bread?" But the man didn't have any bread to give his friend. So he went to another friend so he could receive some bread, so that he could give some bread to his friend. Jesus ends this story promising that the Heavenly Father will give you the Holy Spirit if you ask. You hear it? You don't have what others need. What others need from you is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and self-control. You don't produce that yourself. That's what they need from you, and you can't give it. Somebody asked you for bread, and you didn't have any bread to give it to them. But go to the one who can. Be filled with the Spirit, and you give to them some love and some joy and some peace and patience and kindness and goodness and self-control. And the Christian always has to be reminded what they do produce in themselves, and that is a lot of sin A lot of selfishness, a lot of anger and bitterness and resentment, a desire not to pray or fear, love, and trust in God or to hear His word. That's what keeps bubbling up within ourselves. That's what we produce within ourselves, and it's going to show up in how we think about God and in how we treat our neighbor. Jesus knows what fills our sinful hearts. And the wonderful joy is that as you come with that filling your hearts today, Jesus does not come to point His finger at you and to condemn you. Jesus casts out demons by the finger of God. Jesus does not come to point His finger at you and to tell you how evil you are and how much you deserve His wrath and how much you deserve His anger. He casts out demons by the finger of God. That finger of God is part of a hand that was nailed to a cross for you. And that hand is part of a body that was pierced in the side for you. And that body had a back that was whipped and scourged for you, so that all of your sin was answered for. That God's finger was pointed at Jesus and the wrath that we deserve and said, "It's done, it's finished, this one has my peace, this one has my forgiveness, this one has unclean demons cast out, fill this one again with the Spirit." When you come to church and you see God's finger pointing at you, it is saying, "That one, I love, I forgive, I have mercy, I have compassion. That one there, she's going to be with me forever. And that one there, he's going to be with me in paradise. He loves you, dear saints. The fruit of the Spirit is love. God loves you. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. God rejoices in you. The fruit of the Spirit is peace. God is at peace with you. Return to the Lord your God. He is gracious and He is merciful. And He fills you again and again and again. O Holy Spirit, enter in. And in our hearts, your work begin. In Jesus' name, amen.